sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in gaming.
This week, Xbox shows off its next batch of games. Deck-building poker-like Bellatro is pushed out of stores after being mistaken for gambling, and the BAFTA award nominations are here. Here's the news for Sunday, 10th of March. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
This week, it was Xbox's turn for a gaming showcase, and there was a lot revealed in the 2024 Xbox Partner Preview. We were given a first look at the Sinking City 2, and boy, does it look spooky. It's going to be a little bit different than the first game, this time leaning more into the survival horror theme and moving away from investigation and detective work. Set in the town of Arkham, you'll have to explore, fight, and most importantly, survive. Keep an eye out for more information before its release sometime next year. Unknown 9 Awakening is a third-person stealth action game where you play as Haruna, who's on a journey to right the wrongs of her past. Using her really cool energy-like powers, you can ambush people from the shadows or step into your enemy to control them and their weapons. I can't wait to see how else we can use the abilities when it comes out later this year. We got new gameplay of the Metroidvania-styled Tales of Kinzera Zao. You play as a young shaman with cosmic powers who ventures into unknown mythical lands to attempt to revive his late father. In the trailer, we got to see more of the sun and moon masks and how they will help you in your quest and battles. Keep an eye out as it hits consoles on April 23rd.
Creatures of Ava is an adorable, brightly colored world full of cute and not so cute creatures. It's described as a creature saver game where you aim to conserve the wildlife of an alien planet in hopes to save the world from a life-consuming infection. This wholesome-looking game doesn't have an official release date yet, but it's coming out sometime this year. The Altars is a new sci-fi game that's a mixture of adventure, survival, and base-building. Players Jan Dolsky, who's on a distant planet, but he's not quite alone. You can create new versions of Jan to help with the tasks around the base, and you can build relationships with them to influence their decisions. It looks like it's going to be a bit of an emotional roller coaster when it's released in late 2024. We also got a look at the noir-styled sleight of hand, and I'm pretty keen on this one. It's a stealth action deck builder where you play as a witch trying to infiltrate your old coven using a cursed deck of cards. There isn't a release date besides coming soon, so hopefully we'll see some more gameplay footage in the near future. As always, there was a stack of other games and expansions announced. You can check them all out in our show notes. Speaking of deck builders, despite the fact that Bellatro is rocketing up the charts, that attention has caused a bit of a problem with its poker-inspired gameplay. Without notice, the game, which hasn't even been out for a month, had its rating changed from 3+ to 18+ by rating boards due to gambling imagery. And because of this, the console version has been removed from some online stores, including Nintendo Switch, in various countries.
Both the developer Local Thunk and publisher Playstack have spoken out about the situation, with Local Thunk saying they don't play poker, don't like poker, and don't condone gambling. They mentioned there are some elements of risk and reward, but those are core mechanics to the genre as a whole. Luckily, those who already bought it won't be affected, and the publisher is confident the game will remain on PC stores, but there's no telling when it'll be back on the Switch. We all know Nintendo loves to shut down emulators, and a couple of weeks ago, they filed a lawsuit against the emulator Yuzu. Now, the developer of Yuzu will have to pay a $2.4 million settlement. The company argued that the pre-release leak of Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom was partially Yuzu's fault, and that the emulator exists to unlawfully pirate Nintendo Switch games. Part of the settlement includes Nintendo now owning Yuzu's domain name.
3DS emulator Citro, which was also being developed by the Yuzu team, is gone too, and it's had a real chilling effect on many other emulator projects completely unconnected to this settlement. In a statement, the Yuzu developers said they didn't mean to cause harm, but the software had led to extensive piracy. Nintendo is notorious for cracking down on emulators. Last year, we saw someone involved in a Nintendo Switch hack selling scheme having to pay $10 million to settle a civil lawsuit. And finally, the nominations for the 2024 BAFTA Game Awards have been revealed, with some clear favourites across the field. Baldur's Gate 3 led the nominations with 10 nods, including Best Game, Artistic Achievement, and Music. Marvel's Spider-Man 2 followed with 9 nominations, and Alan Wake 2 came in third with 8.
Of course, the other hits of the year, like Tears of the Kingdom, Jedi Survivor, and Super Mario Bros. Wonder, have also received a bunch of nominations as well. And a handful of indie games also got recognized, with titles like Goodbye Volcano High and Venba being nominated in the Game Beyond Entertainment category. All in all, these nominations are just a great reminder of what an absolute ripper of a year in gaming 2023 was. For the full list of nominations, head to the link in our show notes. That's it for the big headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
After spending a year on various mobile platforms and Netflix of all places, Highwater is coming to consoles. This stunning-looking indie RPG set in a flooded post-apocalyptic world will be available on all platforms from the 14th.
Star Wars nerds can jump back into what is widely considered to be two of the best games in the franchise this coming week, with the Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection hitting shelves. Don't expect too much in terms of major changes, but really, these titles didn't need much sprucing up. Pick it up on all platforms this Thursday.
Outcast, A New Beginning, the sequel to a cult classic 25 years in the making, is finally here. It's a direct follow-up to 1999's Outcast and features a massive open world for protagonist Cutter Slade to explore. That's out on the 15th.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Paletto.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomaeus. Thanks so much for listening.
Now you've reached the end of Walkthrough, why not check out our games review show, Drop Rate? Hosted by Chris Button and Courtney Barrett, it features great games journalists sharing their thoughts on the newest games. Search for Sifter Drop Rate in your podcast player now. Look for the green icon. That's Sifter and Drop Rate.
Sifter is produced by Kyle Paletto, myself, Courtney Barrett, Adam Christie, Daniel Eng, and Chris Button. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and executive producer Gianni Di Giovanni, who is also Walkthrough script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hi, Chris Button here from Drop Rate, Sifter's video game review podcast. Unicorn Overlord might have a strange name, but don't dismiss its tactical prowess.
It uses a tactics mode, which is similar to the Gambit system that was in Final Fantasy XII for your squad mates. And you can say, okay, well, you know, Hodrick, who's my legionnaire with the big shield, I want him to prioritize protecting the back row. They're going to take the most damage. If they take a physical hit, they're going to go down, but I need them to be protected. So you can get quite granular with this, and I reckon you could build some pretty wild builds that are totally game-breaking, but it's kind of the fun of the tactical squad-based gameplay in Unicorn Overlord.
Tune in to Drop Rate to find out why Unicorn Overlord might just be one of 2024's sleeper hits. Available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.